All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I did promise you some more chaos, and this is what we have this month. I'm sorry, guys, that's all we have. It's literally the next one before we go into a Vampirella thing, which I'll probably do in September. It's not much, but that's just how it worked out, and I did give you the Tank Girl bonus, and we will have another bonus at the end of August, so stay tuned for that. And it might not be Tank Girl, it might be something completely different. It's whatever I decide to, you know, put up here. Because there's so many comics I've got that I've paid for, and so much stuff that I want to promote, and, you know, get you guys to buy it as well. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. There's a IDW bundle going on right now on Humble. All kinds of stuff. It's a maximum bundle. So if you like those comics, you can pick them up. Yeah, I believe that is an IDW bundle. And there's also a Godzilla. No, I don't think the Godzilla one's still going. But the massive one is going right now. Pretty sure that's an IDW bundle. It's got 30 Days of Night. It's got Lock and Key, Wynonna Earp, a lot of stuff. Some of their older stuff, but yeah, still worth checking out if you haven't done it yet. Some of you guys may already have it, but for those that don't, there you go. It's a lot of books that you can get for a very cheap price, so go check it out before it goes away and gets replaced by something you might not want. Alright, so here we go. Smiley the Psychotic Button. Have a psychotic day. Story so far. Join us for a reckless joyride through the fantasy-filled mind of Evil Ernie's best bud, Smiley the Psychotic Button. Our circular maniac revels in delusions of grandeur as he dreams he is a Night King in the days of old. But all is not happy in the castle, Smiley. Although he has a vast army, a plethora of servants, and a bevy of beauties at his beck and call. And yes, they really play that up with the Smiley books. There's only like 5 of them, and they're full of debauchery. And a bevy of beauties at his beck and call, he doesn't have his heart's desire. Lady Death. He must win her at all costs, and in the end, it costs him plenty. Okay. This is a interesting little 1998 book. Right in the edgy late 90s. Best time, right? What ho, Variettes? Ho, ho, ho! What is this? Has Smiley suddenly grown arms and legs? Has he joined some fantastic crusade? And when the heck did he learn to ride a horse? No, he's just fast asleep and dreaming. Snork. And in our dreams, we can be anywhere we want to be. And anybody. Pock. He dreams he's in a Hollywood movie, that he's the star. This really blows his mind. He stands high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. Poof. No, wait. That's an old Eric Burden song. That's not what this dream is about. I am not a happy camper. You night guys have killed and maimed my foes in hundreds of cool ways, so I'm pretty pleased by that. And hubba hubba, who wouldn't be delighted with a bunch of beautiful gals always fawning over me? Instead, his reverie takes place in the castle Smiley, where he is Night King and master over all the men and women who dwell there. And yet, though I gotta tell you, Chastity, those belts you invented really tickered my knickers. Took me weeks to find the keys I lost at the beach. But that ain't what I'm unhappy about. Nah, the reason I'm so blue is 'cause I don't got her what lives in yonder castle. The object of my desire, Lady Death. I must have her at all costs. What a gal. My king! Lady Death's carriage passes the castle even now. Swipe. Alright, the perfect chance to waylay her. Oops, sorry, homicide. 'Tis but a scratch, my liege. Let's ride. Clump, clump, clump. Soon after, bam, bam, gloom. Hold, coachman, stand and deliver. So much for the direct approach. Later, oh yeah, perfect. When the carriage gets here, we'll roll a boulder onto it. Listen, Roland, we're gonna jump up and down on top of the boulder to get it loose. Whatever you do, don't let go of the staff until I tell you. Got it?
Got it, coach.
Better get one more guy up here. Don't want to take any chances?
Right away, my lord.
Here she comes. Start jumping, you guys.
Okay, coach.
Roland, what the fudge are you doing here?
Weldon came and got me, coach.
I told you not to let go of the staff, you moron.
Oh, don't you worry, coach. I got it right here.
Yipe! Munch, crush, crunch. Kabash! Homicide?
Yes, my liege.
Peck, peck, peck. Kill this woodpecker and all his relatives, would ya? Later still. Okie dokie. Pretty soon, Lady Death's carriage will cross this gorge. When it does, I'll fly over on my glider and take her. Then it's back to my castle for a glorious night of Nookie Wookies.
Is that clear?
Could you give more details about the Nookie Wookies part?
Quiet, Weldon. I'll explain it later.
Meanwhile, stop here, coachman. I would refresh myself.
Wow! Clumpa, clumpa, clumpa.
Dead Man's Gorge, a half mile. Here she comes. Let me loose. And pray I don't lose my lunch.
Good luck, my lord.
Swoop. Smoochy boochies, baby. Come to papa.
He's made it. The coachman's into the gorge. He's taking her.
Is she smiling? Look at all those teeth.
Oh, man.
Boop. Hey, what the hell's going on?
God darn fucking Franklin!
Trying to eat a head of state, eh? You walking briefcase? Whack, whack. Gah, gah, splat. Beep, beep.
Even later still. Have a pleasant swim, ma'am.
She's going swimming, wearing her clothes, unless...
Wobble, you don't think she'd take off her... She couldn't! She wouldn't!
She is! Oh, man!
Wobble,
hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, my lord! Lady Death swimming in the ocean, naked!
Really?
Wobble,
oh, wait a minute. Lou, did you see her naked?
You... Oh, yes, my king!
You realize, of course, this means you must die horribly.
Well, I guess... Glad I didn't look. Me too.
Chuck.
Get rid of the coachman while I profess my love, forsooth.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a gal.
Hurt. Stab. Lady Death, it is I, King Smiley. Allow me to read a love poem that I wrote for you.
My love for you is as thick as fog. Sweet you are like mud to a hog.
That's lovely. There's only one itsy-bitsy problem.
I'm not Lady Death. I'm one of her handmaidens.
You'll have to hurry if you want to catch her, unless you'd rather engage in a serious night of Nookie Wookies.
Eep! Homicide, fetch my royal schooner.
Yes, my liege.
Oh, and Homicide, there's a girl over there you should meet.
Yes, my liege.
And so Smiley's dream takes him out to sea, and you know what Freud says about dreams and bodies of water. I'm so horny, my princely pantaloons are pinching.
The lady's ship picks up speed. At this rate, we'll not catch her.
Bonk. Fear not. I have prepared for this eventually.
Flap.
Bring out the catapult. I'm going to send my lady a hunk of burning love. In other words, me. Is it aimed right? I only got one chance at this. Hey, Weldon, stand before me.
Yes, my lord. Ka-chung! Whoosh!
Mama!
Wham! Ouch!
I think a little higher and to the left, but I'd better make sure.
Several adjustments later. That should do it. It's showtime! Daddy's home, sugar. Put dinner back in the oven and send the kids to the movies.
The Wang!
Oh, yeah! But neither Hog nor Fog nor Shaggy Dog could know how I feel stuck in the muck of your love's bog. This is so special. Nothing could ever ruin this moment.
How wrong our hero is. Just then, the nexus of all things happens by and Smiley is sucked in.
What? Well, if this don't take the bull out of baloney.
Mysterious are the ways of the Nexus, and uncertain. No soul knows where it leads. No one can be prepared for the multitude of outcomes. In this case, for Smiley, it leads him to...
Plop! An amusement park in sunny Southern California! Clackety-clackety-clackety! Yeah! Mmm! Scree! Scree! Ork! Oh, dear! I don't want to go that way! I want to go this way! Back off, lady. I saw it first. Wah! Shut up, you little fart.
We'll knight you for a ride. 2 weeks later.
Oh, Lady Death, won't you please accept my gift? What a coincidence. I have a gift for you.
You do?
Let me have it.
Suggestion. Never say let me have it if you find yourself in this situation.
Well, she let him have it all right. Whoosh! Patooey! Click! Patooey! Click! Patooey! Clunk! That tears it! Homicide, we attack at once! Hey, you went and married that hag with the killer bod, didn't you?
Yes, my liege!
You have my permission to kill yourself!
Thank you, my liege!
The deafening sound of 1,000 horses' hooves are heard as cold, bloodthirsty force storms the castle of Lady Death. They are ruthless, they are relentless, they are unmerciful, and they are to a man jacked up by Lady Death's army of archers.
Ouch! Yuck! Ah! Criminy!
Herk! Oi, my aching head! Followed by her cracked ground troops.
Jeepers! Ugh! Ouch!
Topped off by big bare-chested brutes with heavy clubs.
Smash! Bash! Gish! I don't believe this!
Is this, then, the end of our hero? Now I lay me down to sleep. Say, stop the presses! This is my dream! And in my dreams, I can do whatever I want. The narrator said so. Well, actually, I said... Shut up! Smiley smashed puny bare-chested brutes. Smiley stomped silly little soldiers. Smiley do anything he please. Smiley even take wee-wee, tee-hee.
Oh, brother.
Smiley invincible. Come in.
Knock, knock.
Slam! Lady Death, 'tis I, King Smiley! I have captured your castle and killed all your men. Now I will ravage you 1,000 times over, then bring you home to meet the folks!
What kept you?
Ba-ding!
Hummina, hummina, hummina!
If I'd known you were such a fearsome warrior, I would have invited you to my chamber long ago. Well, aren't you going to remove that cumbersome armor?
Cling, clank, clunk.
We won't get much accomplished with that codpiece in the way. Oh, yeah, forgot. It was then Smiley realized, even though he's captured the lady of his dreams, they'd never have anything between them, for he had nothing to give. Nothing, nada, zip, zilch, no! The cold vastness of space. The final frontier.
No, mommy, make it stop.
Hey, hey, little buddy, wake up.
What's the matter?
What? Nothing, boss. Just a dream. A bad dream.
Vroom. Ye end.
You scream for her, now she's coming for you. You shall be mine. You thought you knew the darkness. This September's comic number one vampire goddess will seduce you into new realms of agony and ecstasy. Ongoing series, now monthly. It didn't go for long, guys.
Okay, so we have our letters and there's checklists. Purgatory Monthly, The Omen, Vexed, Lady Death Number 9, Purgatory, Evil Ernie Monthly 4, and Lady Death 1, Signed Edition. Okay, so this probably isn't, I don't know if this is the right timeline or not. Tired of waiting for your turn to get on the internet? Join Earthlink Network. Get out of AOL free. Okay, for those of you across the pond, AOL was called America Online. This is literally how everybody got on the internet in the 90s. It was 56K dial-up, so it was extremely fucking slow. Like, if you wanted to see a naughty picture, for instance, you learn patience, because it would probably take about 10 to 15 minutes for the picture to load. Yes, the picture. Videos, we're talking an hour, 2 hours, maybe more for a 5-10 minute video. It was extremely long. Quit AOL with Earthlink. I actually used Earthlink at one time, and it sucked! Lady Death's Sword, Darkness. What? Hold on, they had a real Lady Death's Sword? Meticulously crafted of solid steel and finished in combination of bronze and gold, polished to deadly perfection. Ooh, I want that. I don't even know where I would put it. But I'd find a spot. Produced exclusively for Chaos Comics, crafted to exacting specifications from the original design by Stephen Hughes. Full-size rendition of Darkness, the sword used by Lady Death to conquer Hell, straight out of the pages of the Lady Death series. Solid and sturdy enough for live steel fighting, yet beautiful enough for display. Oh, I want one. I wonder if one ever got made. Ooh, that would be cool. Chaos Comics 5th Anniversary Celebration Tour. Yep. New York. Chicago. It's pretty cool. It says, party with the Chaos crew at the official 5th Anniversary Bash charity auction featuring more original Chaos art, scripts, and artifacts than ever assembled before. And a ton of other cool stuff. Premiering exclusive Purgatory Preview Edition exclusive. Okay. Premiering a cool exclusive mystery comic. And this was just premiering exclusive Lady Death Dragon Wars Premium Edition. Which we're not even close to yet. Insanity. Trivia Contest. Okay. Cool stuff, guys. Cool stuff. Cremator. 5 issues of Cremator. You want it or you got her. Chastity rocked. 4 issues. Alright. Evil Ernie Lady Death Fiend Club. And you receive 10% off all your purchases, which meant a lot back in the day. Official Fiend number and membership card. Fiend Club t-shirt. 2 promo trading cards and posters. Lady Death Cloisome. Cloisome pin, Chaos Rules foil sticker, 1-year subscription to the Fiend Club newsletter, added bonus. All new members will receive a copy of Evil Ernie Half, signed by Brian Polito. Cool. First year membership, $25. And of course you had large shirt, an extra large shirt, an extra extra large shirt. We didn't get to XXX. I know a lot of you guys, people from across the pond, why are Americans, yeah, it's the food. It's literally the food. I'm not going to say much more than that, but I've talked to some other people from different countries, and they say that our food is probably just some of the worst. It's the best tasting, for that some people say. We have the best snacks, apparently, for some people say, but it's also why people are very, very large in this country. And, I mean, again, it is what it is. I'm not saying, oh, I don't care if you're thin or fat or muscles or or whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm just saying, you know, we have larger people in this country, and I mean, that's just, it is what it is. Anyway, guys, back to this. Credit card orders, of course, you can't do that anymore. But here's the cool stuff you got. You got a shirt. You got some, you know, special half double issue. We did that on the channel. Bunch of other cool stuff, you know, just awesome stuff that you could have got back in the day. Year two renewal. It was 1995 for 2-year renewal, and then it was year three renewal, 1995. Get a 1-year subscription, exclusive Chaos Shield embroidered patch, exclusive smiley pin, and when your year two renewers make your next order, you will automatically receive 20% off that order. 1-year subscription to the Fiend Club newsletter, smiley sticker, exclusive shield pin, of course, and you'll get 30% off your next order. Oh, so that's pretty cool. This was in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's where all this took place. Send money, get fonts. Fonts. For the world's greatest comic book fonts. Are these dollars or hundreds of dollars? Were they really selling fonts for $49, $129, $395? That can't be true. Take your choice of 33 wonderful fonts. You can purchase as many as you want. Most fonts shown here and many more in our big font catalog are available at lower cost if you order multiple pack of fonts. Everybody loves comic book fonts. They're fresh and funky. You use them quickly for posters, advertisements. Many boys and girls order our fonts in one day. You can too. Okay. Are they really like $15 two-day mail? What do you get? Also available, our first 23 font packages on a single CD-ROM. How much would that cost me? Comic Craft, Wild and Crazy Zap Pack. Everything you need to letter your own comic. Includes regular and bold italic alphabets, plus SFX and word balloons. Just $29.95. My God, these fonts are incredibly expensive. Now you can just get a pack of 1,000 fonts from anywhere on the internet. But think about it, guys. Fonts, $49 a font. A font! Cost you $49. Look at that. Get these fonts for $99, $69, $119, $149. These are fonts, guys. This was the real world in 1998. Shit you can get for free, you had to pay almost as much as an Adobe subscription used to be. It's like, wow. I know, Grim going crazy over fonts isn't what you guys wanted, but hey, we have to really look at this. Like, some of you guys are young, and you don't really realize what it was like back in the 90s, late 90s. Fonts cost you a freaking king's ransom. Wow, I'm still, I can't believe that. That's something I know now. Even though I was a part of that time, I just don't remember them being that expensive. Maybe because I pirated the fonts. Could be. Join 1998 guests of honor, Todd McFarlane. Oh, this is pretty cool. Oh, yeah, this was Wizard World, Chicago. Back when comics were awesome, you know. Purgatory, of course. Look at the star-studded Mike Allred, Bat, J. Scott Campbell, Chris Claremont, Amanda Connor, Tony Daniel, Alan Davis, Joe Jusko, Joe Kelly, Adam Kubert, Jim Lee, Rob Liefeld, Joseph Lisner, David Mack, Joe Medrera, Claiborne Moore, Jimmy Palmiotti, Wilsie Portasio, Randy Queen, Joe Quesada, Humberto Ramos, John Romita Jr., Alex Ross, amazing artist there, Mark Silvestri, Jeff Smith, Billy Tucci, Mike Turner, Mark Wade. Mark Wade was still starting out at this point. He hadn't gotten to, you know, his current status. Mike Wernigo and Christina Z. I don't know who
who that was. And more to be announced. New to Chicago in 98. Of course, you had Brian Polito and Stephen Hughes there. Hart Fisher, Kyle Hotz, and get an exclusive Purgatory Preview comic. Kids 10 and under get in free. Advanced ticket orders will receive a Cliffhanger Number Zero exclusive variant cover. I don't even know who that is. With art by J. Scott Campbell, though. And early VIP admission to the show before the doors open to the general public. Payment must be included with all orders. Send check or money order. How much did it cost you? It doesn't say. Oh, $20 for adult? And that was just for one day. I bet it's a lot more expensive now. And I'm talking about for Comic-Con, because obviously they don't have Wizard World anymore. An adult for 3 days, it was $40. And of course, children were free. Oh, with the purchase of an adult ticket. So you didn't have to pay for the kids going in. Wow, kids saw a lot of stuff if they went to Wizard World. Like, I'm talking about all these kids don't need to be in this adult concert. There was a lot of adult kind of stuff over there in Wizard World. Like, the way the characters looked and all that. Maybe it was just something we didn't really mind back in the night. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm the issue here, that I'm like, maybe these kids are more equipped to this stuff than I think they are. I don't know. Because, I mean, I don't know. I was, let's see, 98. I wasn't a teenager yet, so I was still a young boy. But if I remember that kind of stuff and reading comics, then yeah, I probably would want to go to this. So that means I was seeing scantily clad, like, yeah, bikini girls and stuff, right? Like at 8, 9, something like that. Yeah, that's probably what I would have been. Let's see, hold on. Yeah, that was my age. It'd be 8 or 9 years old. Okay, so I guess it was a different time. All right, guys. Well, I don't want to go on too much longer than this, and I definitely have to get in bed because I've got work in the morning. But that's all I've got for now, guys. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner. With more great comics. Remember, guys, we've got The Inkle coming up and more Fathom. You guys really liked me doing Fathom in the modern world. Of course, I can't do much more of that. I think after 7, we're done, literally. I might be able to do some Kiana and stuff like that, but I don't want to push too hard. And, you know, they're still making sales, so I don't want to be going in another 2010 or too far into that stuff. I think we already might be in their 2010 stuff. If we are, we might need to pull back a little bit. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time. I'm out.